RSN Central with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It's now time to talk golf. And it was a wonderful weekend over there in Sydney for the Australian Open, where Matty Jones took out his second Aussie Open. And now we can look forward to the build-up towards the President's Cup. And Mark Hayes, the number one man in golf, joins us here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Mark.
Oh, good morning, Gareth. What a massive pump-up that is. Thank you very much. It's a great time if you are a golf fan. I'm just pumped for the President's Cup. The Aussie Open was awesome, and then the PGA next week. So it's all happening.
What did you make of the Australian Open? Matty Jones, I thought he played some wonderful clutch golf in that back nine to win his second Australian Open. And he's been such a wonderful golfer for a little while now, but he deserved that victory on the weekend.
Yeah, he really did. He's got a tremendous track record in the Australian Open. Hasn't been able to get home every year because he's been fighting to keep his card. But when he does, I think that's his fifth top ten in the... No, it might be actually, sorry, it's his sixth top ten. And he's passed nine starts in the tournament. And that includes now two wins and a second place finish all at the Australian, his home club, which obviously gives him a leg up. But that's rarefied air to win two of those Stonehaven Cups. He's the 19th player to do it. The vast majority of them were done early in the 20th century. There's been some big names in the modern era, I guess, headed by Greg Norman. But, you know, you put your name alongside Player and Nicholas, and it's pretty special company. So great reward for Matty Jones. Hopefully he can translate that into a big season in the US in 2020.
Would Ernie Els be happy with the international players that competed, of course, in Sydney over the weekend, apart from Adam Scott, who failed to make the cut, can you believe?
Yeah, well, no, I couldn't believe that. And you know, there were a lot of people disappointed. He made a great charge on Friday to get back to what we thought was going to be the cut line at even par. And in the last half an hour, it snuck up to one under and we missed out. Look, if you had Ernie Els on your show and you asked him, he'd say he was happy and they were delighted to be on the same time zone. But that, privately, I reckon he'd be a bit dark that KJ Choi was among the best of his international team members, one way or another, a vice captain, of course, this week at Royal Melbourne. CT Pan didn't make the cut. Adam Scott didn't make the cut. Cameron Smith didn't really fire a shot on the weekend. So it wasn't a tremendous weekend. Louis Oosthuizen looked super impressive. And I'd say in about third gear, really pushed Matty Jones. So that was a good sign there. But all in all, it wasn't a great showing by the, you know, the President's Cup players, but the tournament still held up for sure. It was, it held people's interest throughout, but from a President's Cup standpoint, probably not the best warm-up.
Let's talk about the President's Cup now. America arrived today and some of their players hit some form in their last tournament, including Tiger, who was back nearly to his best to finish fourth in that tournament. How do you think America are placed, and do they deserve to be the strong favourites in the President's Cup?
They absolutely deserve to be raging favourites. Yeah. And, I'm going to take a stand and not talk too much about that rubbish tournament they just flew from the Bahamas to play. I just think that's still a disgrace that that's scheduled at the same time as the Australian Open, but that's a whole different story. They're here now, or they're coming today. It's they have 12 guys in the top 22 in the world, and that's without the world number one who had to withdraw. So any team that's banking that much talent has got a right to be the favourite. It's going to take everything the international team's got to be competitive. And the key to this whole thing, Gareth, is to fire early. Ernie Els has changed the schedule from the traditional foursomes. He started with four ball. It's his choice. The international team's got a terrible record at foursomes. So he's put the four ball first, hoping that we can sort of hold our own, get to the singles intact. And that's when much of the team having played in Sydney will come to their fore, because they will be a team. There's no doubt about that, better than in previous years. And hopefully if we can have our head above water come singles time, we might be in for it with a shout on Sunday. But on paper, it's a tall order.
We see it, of course, in the Ryder Cup with the team environment. Sometimes it brings out the best in golfers. Sometimes it brings out the worst in golfers. Like Ian Poulter, I will watch him in a Ryder Cup and be pumped up for the European side because of his passion and how much it means to him. Will we see that in the international side for the President's Cup? Is there any player like an Ian Poulter that we can say, okay, we know that this guy's really a shoo-in because it means so much to him, and he plays above himself every time he represents the international side?
It's hard to say, put a finger on a potential Ian Poulter. He's a unique character.
Yeah.
Having said that, I mean, Adam Scott's been the heart and soul of the President's Cup team. I think this is his seventh time down this path. He's absolutely hell-bent on beating the Americans. And I don't know who it's going to be, to answer your question, but I get the strong sense that they're far more vocal this time. Adam Scott says he wants to take down Tiger. Mark Leishman and Cam Smith have fired shots over Patrick Reed's bow in the last couple of days after his...
So they should.
...go over in the Bahamas. Absolutely so they should.
Yep.
Louis Oosthuizen did similar. I think Hao Tong Li might be that wild card that you're talking about. He's a real character from China, and he'll really get the crowd buzzing. So hopefully we can see something special from that. With a really young team, we've got a Joaquin Neiman from Chile making his debut, Adam Hadwin back from Canada. We've got a whole heap more countries than we've ever had in the past representing the international team. And I know that Ernie Els has been getting them together at every opportunity around the world. They had a great get-together in Korea a couple of months ago and really bonded. Abraham Mance is a cracker. He's a real fan favourite in Australia already. I'm clutching because I want to find one of them. I don't know the answer to your question. I hope that it's Hao Tong Li. I would love it to be Adam Scott, but I don't care as long as the international crowd gives it to the Americans when we get out to Royal Melbourne.
And I guess that's the most difficult part of a European coach's job or the international coach's job like Ernie, is that you're playing against a nation that really bond together. They are playing for their country, where the internationals, like, who are you representing? You're representing Australia, but it's. I guess it wouldn't be the same as representing your own country.
That's very true, and I think we all know, like it or hate it, we all know what the American patriotism looks and sounds like. And Ernie Els has done, I guess, the most he can. He's instigated, I know this might sound a little quirky and may not get the job done in terms of patriotism, US style, but he's instigated a little new symbol, and it incorporates the flag of the country that you're representing as well. So he's doing his best to try and create a legitimate team atmosphere, not only for this President's Cup, but future ones. So fingers crossed it works. We'll soon see Ernie's hell-bent on getting this done too.
Well, personally, I think sport's a big winner when you can have these type of tournaments. Like, I would never miss a Ryder Cup. I would never miss a Ryder Cup, and I won't miss this President's Cup. And I'm looking forward to following Patrick Reed and just giving it to him, because you can't cheat, Reedy. And when you move when you touch the sand in the bunker before you have your shot, like, I learnt that when you play golf at your local club, that's the first rule that you're taught in the game of golf. And he thinks he can get away with it. Like, I think he's lucky. Is he lucky to be playing in the President's Cup?
Well, I mean, if I was Tiger, which is the biggest stretch in the history of mankind, if I was Tiger, I wouldn't have picked him. But that's just me. People would love the Ryder Cup as a sporting contest now, not just necessarily.
It is, yeah.
30, 40, 50 years ago, the US was belting then just Britain, and then came Ireland, and then came Europe, the continental Europe part of it. We had to struggle in that instance to find a format that really won the hearts and souls of people to follow it and became competitive. The President's Cup's still fledgling. We haven't had the niggle and the baiting like we've had this time ever before in the President's Cup. No one in their right mind is going to say the international team is a legitimate chance to win this on paper. That's not happening at all. But what is happening is finally the international team's finding a voice in the media and finding a way to urge the public on. And I think this is the start of something. I probably won't be proven right this time, but if we can just hang on and be competitive, I reckon there's something brewing for the future, Gareth.
Oh, I totally agree, Hazy. And I think it's great to see Australia represent the players that get to host the players that will be playing in this President's Cup. And I don't care who you are, even if you don't follow golf, everybody knows who Tiger Woods is, and everybody, I would imagine, would be buying a ticket to go and watch the greatest player, maybe the greatest player of all time, according to some anyway. So, it should be one hell of a week. Let's hope the internationals stand up, play with some passion, and play like it means something to them, and defeat the Americans, because I think like I always go for the Europeans, because it doesn't matter what sport you watch, even in the Olympics, you like to see the Americans get beat. And let's hope that's the case this week.
I couldn't agree with you more. I physically could not agree with you more. I hope We've come close as an international team. We really close in Korea in 2015. We had our butts handed to us in New Jersey last time on our home soil. We were relatively close last time at Royal Melbourne. Just a couple of singles matches went the wrong way. So it's not without precedent that we can be competitive here. It is the home of the only time we beat them in 1998. If we're ever going to beat them with this modern generation of players, including Leishman and Scott, this is the time. And I urge everyone who's listening to this who's got a chance to get down there, get down and see Tiger for sure, because it's his last time playing in Australia, almost certainly, competitively anyhow. Get down there and watch him and admire him, and Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas and all these guys. But barrack like hell for the international team. They need it. And I reckon with that 13th man in the crowd, we can get the job done.
And I tell you what, there's a lot of listeners that listen to this show from Warrnambool, and they love Mark Leishman. They should start a cheer squad for Leishman and just give it to the Americans who he's competing against. And I think he would love that, the boy from the Bull. So I can't wait. And there'll be a lot of passion, which is what sport to me is all about anyway. So bring it on. Great stuff on the weekend. I listen to the Australian Open Radio, and I think it's the way of the future when you've got big sporting events like that. You can listen to a coverage, especially on the radio when you're doing the lawns or you're walking the dog. You don't miss a thing. And the insight that you guys gave was second to none. So job well done, Hazy.
Much appreciated, Gareth. Very kind of you. And thanks for your support as always.